It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
On a gorgeous Thursday night here in Seneca, we bring you our coverage of the American Legion Zone 3 Baseball Championship Tournament, where the top two teams will advance to the state tourney out in Concordia next week. Three full nights guaranteed of action, plus a potential, if necessary, game on Sunday here on KNZA, and glad to be a part of your Thursday night. Alongside Crendon Prophet, we got Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. A double dip of this Zone 3 tournament coverage starting tonight with the first of two, Corning and Doniphan County, the nightcap Hiawatha, and the host school in Seneca. Let's get you the starting lineups here for this one tonight. First off, for Doniphan County, the four seed and the road team in this one, they're going to go like this under head coach Vernie Coy. It'll be Dustin Veach to lead it off. He'll be at third base. Cooper Eberle is pitching. He will bat second. Ryder Davis, the shortstop, he'll bat third. Batting fourth is Beckham Griffin, the first baseman. Hayden Paulino, he is catching and batting fifth. Luke Bennett's the left fielder. He'll bat sixth. The bottom third of the order, in right field, Elijah Moore. He'll bat seventh. Seth Judd, he'll bat eighth and be out in center field. And Colt Jensen, the second baseman, rounds it out for D.C. and batting ninth. So, again, for Doniphan County in this first tournament game tonight, it's going to be Veach at third, Eberle pitching, Davis at short, Griffin at first base, Paulino catching, Bennett's in left, Moore in right, Judd in center, and Jensen the second baseman. Doniphan County enters tonight with a record of 14-14. They went 13-7 in summer league play. For the home team tonight, the back-to-back league champs in Corning and post number 216, they will go like this in this first matchup tonight. Hunter Lehman will pitch, and he will bat first. He'll be pitching to L.J. Kelzer, the catcher, who bats second. Drew Gibbs, he'll be the shortstop, batting third. Race Fisher in the cleanup spot, he'll be at third base. Brett Heideman, the first baseman, he'll bat fifth. Aiden Talley, he'll be in left field, batting sixth. Paxton Bowers, the second baseman, batting seventh. Ben Haverkamp in center field, batting eighth. And Miles Wimberly batting ninth and is out in right field. So, again, for Corning tonight with a record of 12-5, again, back-to-back league championships. Again, in this first game tonight, they go like this. Lehman pitching, Kelzer catching, Gibbs at short, Fisher at third, Heideman at first, Talley in left, Bowers, the second baseman, Haverkamp, the center fielder, and Wimberly is in right. Again, Corning post 216, Doniphan County post 55, coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Hiawatha and Seneca will be game number two here tonight. Again, Crendon Prophet alongside Brandon Tadman, Captain Kirk Kilman, a couple minutes before a quick timeout, and we get you set for the first pitch. But, you know, we kind of dive through this, and we've seen every team. You know, there was eight teams to start. Some teams, unfortunately, couldn't fit the numbers in to get themselves into the tournament. So when you go off just kind of the consistency we've seen from all teams that we have broadcasted this year, I think we get the top four teams in this conference, in this league, so to speak. But I think we got the four best teams here, and two of them will be off to state next week.
Yeah, last year there were six teams in the zone tournament. This year we got four teams, and tell you what, we got four of the best teams. And to start off today, we got Corning versus Doniphan County. Just taking a look at both their overalls, Corning 12-5 overall, Doniphan County 14-14 overall. Doniphan County, yeah, has a couple more wins, but Corning, they've had a very dominant season as well. Of course, credit to them with the back-to-back championships in the league, and then just kind of their rolling momentum. We've kind of talked a little bit just about last year, maybe a step back, but they can still get a good rolling start and a better rolling start to be here at the zone tournament. Last year, Doniphan County versus Corning. Corning took a victory over Doniphan County 18-0. So, you know, we're going to see what Dauphin County can reply with this year. But, of course, these two teams have played earlier on the year with Dauphin County winning the first game 7-6 and game two 14-6.
Well, we got, again, four great teams, two spots in the state tournament, Concordia next week on the line. Of course, we'll have the coverage next week out in Concordia, but two teams still got to qualify. So our first matchups again here tonight with Corning Post 216, Dauphin County Post 55, and then Seneca Hiawatha, the final game tonight, roughly around 8 o'clock or so. Will be the start time for that. And then the winners will play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Losers will match up at 6 o'clock tomorrow in what will be an elimination game. So two games tonight, two games tomorrow night, 3-5 on Saturday, and then potentially an if-necessary game on Sunday. And, of course, with two teams again qualifying, the two teams that make it to the championship, well, you're already in. You've guaranteed your spot. But, obviously, if you win the tournament, that's going to help you out seeding-wise next week.
Yeah, of course. You're going to have to play out each one of these games. Each one of these games are going to be a grind for, like I said, both teams are going to have to play hard. They're going to have to fight hard, and they're going to have to get their bats hot, and they're going to have to play well defensively and execute.
Well, again, we got six games at least minimum coming your way over the next three nights. Again, alongside Crendon Prophet and Captain Kirk Hillman, Corning Post 216, Dauphin County Post 55, our first of the next few nights coming your way next after a timeout. First pitch is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go. Six games coming up over the next couple of nights here on KNZA, American Legion Zone 3 baseball tournament coverage. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Appreciate it very much. Corning Post 216. And Dauphin County Post 55, our first matchup here in the double dip tonight. Hiawatha and the host Seneca will be the nightcap. Two winners put themselves in great spots. Tomorrow night, of course, you get a little bit of breathing room. The two losers will face off in the first game tomorrow night here in Seneca at 6 o'clock. So obviously you get a much bigger advantage if you can come out with a victory here in your first game.
Of course. Getting the victory here early puts you obviously in great seating. But also just want to come back to something that we mentioned earlier. You know, we have great teams here, but we got great players. Just kind of talking about here about Corning's players, just a couple of them that we've seen throughout the year make some great plays. Hunter Lehman, he's been a great player for the team. He'll be out here, as we mentioned, pitching tonight. LJ Kelzer, he's done great. Drew Gibbs, he's been amazing. Race Fisher, I remember just throughout the year, he's played an incredible third base, but not only that, he's been a very nice up to bat. Some great highlights throughout the year from him. Some other players, Paxton Bauer, expect him to kind of step up here too. And then looking at Dauphin County, obviously a lot of great players from them. I haven't had a chance to see a lot of Dauphin County play, but just by the record alone, I'm sure that they've been able to hold their own. A lot of these players have their individual skill sets and levels that they'll be able to amplify here, as of course they've beaten Corning already twice this year.
Yep, Dauphin County 2-0 against Corning this year. Two games on June 23rd, wins of 7-6 and 14-6. But the most important of the matchups here is tonight in round one of this Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament. So Corning the one seed, Dauphin County the four seed. So DC will have the first at bat. It'll be Dustin Veach, followed by Cooper Everly, and then Ryder Davis with Beckham Griffin in the cleanup spot if one of those three are able to get on. So here we go. Dauphin County post 55. Stepping in the lefty is Dustin Veach, and the first pitch by Everly is high for ball number one. And we are underway. 82 degrees at first pitch at 6:05. Feels like 85. Winds out of the east, roughly northeast, about 7 to 10 miles per hour. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's two balls and no strikes here on Dustin Veach. Dauphin County 14-14. They played their quote-unquote postseason matchup against Seneca on Sunday. They lost that one 10-8. That was their last timeout. And foul ball there by Veach makes it two balls and one strike. We mentioned they're 2-0 against Corning. The other two teams, of course, in the field, Hiawatha and Seneca. Dauphin County, they are 0-4 against Hiawatha. They went 1-2 against Seneca this year. Next pitch, a called strike on the outside corner, and from 2-0, battling back here is Everly to even it up. Two balls and two strikes. Baby blue tops in the gray pants for Corning, and called time by the umpire is... Again, Hunter Lehman, beg your pardon, was in his motion there. Everly is pitching for Dauphin County. Well, Lehman again, very good pitching matchup between these two here tonight. And there's another high fastball that sails away, and we go full here with the opening at bat, three balls and two strikes. Well, we saw Cooper Everly, believe I was solo, you weren't there, but we saw Everly, a five-inning no-hitter he threw against Holton earlier on in the summer. There's one sliced out away foul to the left side. Thought it was over the fence. It actually kicked back in. So we stay 3-2. Good at bat here for Dustin Veach to lead it off for Dauphin County.
Yeah, great at bat. Staying very patient, knowing when to swing. He's keeping it alive.
Three balls, two strikes. The lefty a little open on his stance. Lehman fires, and it's in the dirt, ball four. So a lengthy at bat is one by Dustin Veach, and he's at first base with nobody out, and that'll bring up the pitcher in Cooper Everly.
Yep, that's a great way to stay patient. He was up 2-0 in the count, and then he was brought to 2-2, 3-2, and then he was able to come away with the win, just one that bit the dirt. He was able to watch it patiently, and now he's got first base, Dustin Veach.
Well, Corning won the league championship, beating Hiawatha on Sunday in that title game by a final score of 6-3. They had roughly 2 weeks off without any games until that one played on Sunday. Here's the pitch by Lehman. It is high for a ball. Throw to second. Not in time. And a stolen base for Dustin Veach.
Yeah, talk about a swan dive just to start the game. That was beautiful, that slide into second by Dustin Veach.
And Everly with a good eye there. Pitch was a fastball and over, but it was a little bit upstairs. So one ball, no strikes. Runner in scoring position for Dauphin County, and nobody out in the first. There's a fastball belt high on the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1.
I hate to make a joke early on in the broadcast, but Dustin's really living up to his name already with that first slide of the game.
There you go.
Dust all over his left side.
Yeah, he's got the dirty jersey, and Dauphin County rocking the whites. Here's a slicer out towards center field. This is very well playable for Haverkamp, who comes in to make the catch for our first down of the game. So runner at second base, now one out. Here's Ryder Davis, the shortstop. In a beautiful night. Good thing we were playing this now and not last weekend where we had those 2-3 day stretches of 100-plus degrees. Again, it is very much more manageable tonight. 82, feeling more like 85. So it's a beautiful night for some baseball. And that first pitch runs inside and clipped Davis on the shoulder. That puts two on and still only one out.
Yeah, that was pretty close inside. He kind of barely just flinched in, so Ryder Davis did, but... ball got him barely, and puts runners on first and second, one out.
So Beach at second base, Davis at first. Here's the cleanup man, Beckham Griffin. A Riverside Cyclone. A starting quarterback for the Cyclones, getting ready for another football season. Riverside moving to the NEKL. It's going to be a lot of fun. Griffin will be leading the charge there. One ball, no strikes, took one up and in. Here's Lehman's pitch. And a called strike on the outside corner evens it up. One ball, one strike. Hayden Paulino will follow. Donovan County rocking the all-white uniforms. Blue trim. A little bit of red in there as well. Another foul ball out of play. And Griffin needs to protect down in the count at one ball and two strikes. Two runners on, one out, no score, top one. First of a minimum six games over the next three nights. And a called strike three on the outside corner, but in the process, Veach steals third. So it puts him at the corners, but a big second out and the first strikeout of the night for Hunter Lehman.
Yeah, Hunter Lehman seemed very patient up on the mound up there, and he was able to get his first strikeout, second out.
So they're at the corners with two down, and it's up to the catcher and Hayden Paulino. That's on the right side, open on the stance. First pitch he takes upstairs for ball one. Be a great opportunity if Paulino can come through with a base hit and get Donovan County on the board first. It's double elimination tournament. Top two teams will advance to Concordia next week. This is ripped left side, fielded by Fisher. Long throw across the diamond, and a beautiful defensive play gets Corning out of the jam. So Donovan County puts a couple on and even one at third base, but no harm and no foul. Half an inning, no score. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? First of two games here on the broadcast tonight. Corning and Donovan County, no score to the bottom of the first we go. It'll be Cooper Everly on the mound for D.C. He'll face the top third of the Corning order. Hunter Lehman, L.J. Kelzer, Drew Gibbs, and Race Fisher after that, if one of those three are able to get on. Corning again, back-to-back league champs, beating Hiawatha on Sunday by a final score of 6-3 in that league championship game. Come in with a record of 12-5. And Crendon, since the start of 2022, Corning post 216, they have won 40 of 57 games. So 40-17 since the start of 2022. A team that made state last year, basically the exact same roster, they're looking to do it again here in 2024. Everly's first pitch, a little high and inside to Lehman, and the bottom of the first is underway. Everly deals. Fastball in there called strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, you made a good mention. Corning wants to go back, but I tell you what, Donovan County, they're going to just give us an effort.
And a 1-1 swing and a miss. Knifing through that fastball, coming up with nothing but air, and it's one ball and two strikes. Defense fairly straight up. A few clouds out in the distance, but gorgeous evening here for some baseball. And there's a called strike three on the outside corner. Lehman down looking, one up, one down here in the home first.
incredible pitching right there by Cooper Everly. Three straight strikes, just going for the fastball. I was kind of watching him warm up, and he had I think he had two wild pitches, just trying to get a little comfortable. But, you know, seeing him off that first batter, that's a great way to build momentum and project that down the lineup here.
Here's the catcher in Kelzer. Hits one off the inside part of the bat. Slow roller, fielded and booted away. It's going to be an error and an infield hit as it was misplayed by Davis at short and just went for the hop, tried to judge it, kept it to his side. It did not work out, and Kelzer is on with one out.
Tell you what, I know it still was deemed an error, but the way it was rolling and hit kind of towards the second base, it definitely was, it would have been kind of a more of a harder side of the play, but still would be deemed an error against the shortstop. But it was a great hit, though. That helped it kind of have that shallow roll.
So both teams have had base runners here in the first, and none via the hit. Quentin Alderfer in as a courtesy runner at first base, and the first pitch to Drew Gibbs is taken for a strike. So Alderfer at first base with one out. No score, bottom one. Donovan County and Corning for a third time this summer. DC winning both of the first two meetings. There's a swing and a miss, and now quickly no balls and two strikes. Well, Everly's got a good swag going to him right now, and this is a very dangerous part of the lineup here when you're talking the top of this Corning order. Do have a base runner on, only because of an error. Everly's 0-2, just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed. Did not get the call, and it's 1-2. Race Fisher will follow. Batting from the right side is Gibbs, off speed, and it bends into the outside corner, clips it for called strike number three and out number two.
Man, Cooper Everly right now is being absolutely electric, especially in the pitch sequence. This fastball changeup, he's just doing a great job of painting the corners, knowing when to go to the middle of the zone and force those swings. But, man, he is off to a pretty impressive start here.
So the courtesy runner again, Alderfer at first base, now two outs. Couple of strikeouts already for Cooper Everly. Defense fairly straight up behind Everly on the bump. He looks for a fairly easy inning. He can get Fisher retired here. First pitch a little bit inside for ball number one. Behind Everly, Veach at third, Davis at short, Jensen is at second. You got Griffin at first. He is pitching to Paulino, the catcher. There's the runner, Alderfer taking off, throw, skips in there, not in time, and a stolen base for Alderfer.
Alderfer had a nice lead, and he was able to slide his way into second.
Now the count 2-0 on Fisher. Base hit could give Corning an early lead. Saw Donovan County put two on in the first, but unable to score. Everly out of the stretch, and the pitch is high, and it gets away, and Alderfer scrambles down to third, and he is there standing without a throw, and now Fisher way out in front. It's 3-0.
Well, Alderfer here, he's doing it all. Had a great attempt on stealing second, and now here he's already gotten to third base.
And it's ball four, missing a little bit up and outside. A four-pitch walk to Race Fisher, and the inning continues. Both teams have had two base runners in the first, and yet none have gotten on via the hit.
Well, both teams now have not only had two base runners on, but two runners in the corners with two outs. So we'll see here if Corning can make some productivity.
See if Heideman can come through. The pitch is high for ball one. In the process, Fisher takes second base without a throw. So second and third, and two down. Base hit could give Corning a potential 2-0 lead. Fastball a little bit high, and it's two balls and no strikes here on the first baseman, Brett Heideman.
Well, Cooper Everly just has to get back into rhythm. We mentioned he wasn't missing too much of a beat the first couple batters, but just got to get back into the rhythm.
Everly's pitch is taken all the way and a called strike. Fastball in the outside corner makes it two balls and one strike. Alderfer, the courtesy runner for Kelzer at third base. At second, it's Race Fisher. 2-1. And a foul tip and a strike call. It is now two balls and two strikes. So a good job for Everly to battle back. Quickly fell behind 2-0, but has quickly evened it at 2-2. Chance to get out of the inning. Ooh, and a foul tip straight off the mask of the catcher in Paulino. Looks to be okay. Stays 2-2.
Well, Hyman's swinging. He knows all he needs to get here is a single, and it could possibly score two.
Second and third, two outs, a 2-2 count, no score, bottom one. Here's Everly's pitch. Off the inside part of the bat, hit high in the air to the right side, and just gets out of play on the first base side. We'll do it again at 2-2. Well, when I say at this point, you couldn't have asked for a better night weather-wise. I think the fans are certainly in a great spot.
Yeah, it's great weather, and the sun's not beating down on any of the outfielders, so that's nice. At least in their eyes, specifically.
All right, another big 2-2 pitch coming up. Here it is by Everly, and another foul ball by Heidemann. And once again, Paulino taking a beating behind home plate. Took another one off the chest protector. He's thinking, what do I got to do here?
Yeah, it's four straight foul balls hit here from Heidemann. He's just fighting it. He wants to score his runners that are in position.
Another 2-2. And it bends inside and just missed the inside corner, and it's full now at 3-2 with Tally due up next.
Yeah, that's a great eye by Heidemann right there. Just he had four straight swings on foul balls, and that time he was able to see the ball incoming.
Big 3-2. It is outside, ball four. What an at bat for Brett Heidemann, and the inning continues, and now the bases are loaded.
Now that's how you earn a base right there via the walk. That was pretty well done.
So you have Aldefer again, the courtesy runner at third base. Fisher is at second base. Now Heidemann at first. Here's the left fielder in Aiden Talley. And a half-hearted check swing, missed everything, and he falls behind. No balls and one strike. We have had five base runners between the two teams via the combination of walks and errors. No hit yet to this point. Another pitch, a little bit outside there, evens it up. One ball, one strike. Tally wearing jersey number zero, batting from the right side. Big RBI chance for him in the first. And there's a swing and a miss on a fastball belt high. And he's got to protect now. He's down 1-2.
Elver just wants to get out of this inning here. There's been no damages despite the cuts.
Everly the advantage with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. And it's off the inside part of the bat, looped out into shallow right, running on and not making the catch is Jensen at second. One run is in. Two runs are in, and a two RBI base knock for Aiden Talley. And that gives Corning an early 2-0 lead. Boy, Jensen almost made a great play in shallow right, but just couldn't hold on to it. And a 2-0 Corning lead.
Yeah, he was coming in hot to get it, but it just rolled off his glove. And Heidemann was kind of hesitating on whether he wanted to run the third, but he held off at second, so that puts the runners just at first and second here.
There's a throw to second, near pickoff there, but back safely is Heidemann. So again, unofficially, it'll go down as a hit and two runs driven in for Talley. Again, Jensen had a play on it, but that was just a very difficult play in general for him to make. Running out into shallow left, unable to make the catch. So here's Paxton Bowers. With the count, one ball, no strikes. A 2-0 lead for Corning in the bottom of the first and still batting with two down. A big knock for Talley to give Corning the early lead. Everly fires, and it's up and inside to make it 2-0. Got to get the final out and limit the damage to two. A 2-0 pitch on the way is a fly ball, left side, foul territory towards the dugout, and it's going to be caught by the third baseman near the dugout for Corning, or they're going to say he was out of play.
Yeah, he was inside the dugout nearly, or he was. I mean, he made a step into it. He was.
But they say it's not going to count.
Man, I thought you could make that play. At least I know in the majors you can.
Interesting play, so it's not going to be an out, and the inning continues. The count now two balls and one strike here on Bowers. Runner at second is Heidemann. Talley at first after driving in the first two of the game. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was a little bit up and outside. Bowers now evened up, two balls and two strikes. Now Corning's done the damage. They put two on. Got the big knock to give them a 2-0 lead. 2-2 count, two outs, two on. Bottom one, 2-0 our score. Runner takes off, and a foul ball out of play. Well, Heidemann took off for third, but has to go back. Everly's pitch count is certainly on the rise here in the first, really grinding away. This is the seventh batter to come up here in the inning.
Yeah, it struck out two of his first three batters he faced, and then walked two straight, and then Aiden Talley had that two RBI single. So it's been a rough one the last couple batters.
And a 2-2 high chopper played on the hop. Third baseman makes the throw across the diamond, and no, he's called safe as Veach made the play, and now a throw to second is in time, and they'll get that's Talley, who was off the bag at second base. So an unconventional third out, but nonetheless, Donovan County needed it, and they get out of the inning. But a big two RBI hit by Talley, and Corning has a 2-0 lead. We head to the second inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Brandon, Crendon, and Kurt all with you. Corning and Donovan County start the second inning of play. Here's Luke Bennett, a swing and a foul off there to make it no balls and one strike. Bennett, Moore, and Judd for D.C. with Corning out to an early 2-0 lead on a 2-RBI knock by Aiden Talley. Next pitch by Lehman, a little bit outside, one ball and one strike. The kick and fire. Knee-high, called strike on the fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Donovan County put runners at the corners in the first with two down, unable to score. Now they find themselves down 2-0. And a check swing, called the first, and not a swing. So Bennett stays alive. It's now 2-2. Lehman kicks and deals. High fastball, and it's now three balls, two strikes. Just how he started the game in the first. With Dustin Veach working a count full, Veach worked a walk. Let's see what Bennett can do here with the count 3-2. And he fouls it away over the fence on the right side. Stays three balls and at two strikes. So again, this is a double elimination tournament. The losers of tonight's games will play at 6 tomorrow. The winners will play at 8. That pitch ran inside and I think it caught the bottom part of the bat, so it ultimately was a foul ball, so it stays 3-2. Thought it might have clipped him in the hand or maybe the wrist, but they say it got the bottom part of the bat. So three balls, two strikes, no outs, nobody on. And that one runs inside, and it's ball 4.
Well, right now, batters are doing a great job about staying patient in the count, and right there, Bennett, he earned himself a walk.
A second walk allowed by Hunter Lehman. Both those walks to lead off an inning. Here's Elijah Moore. Takes a knee-high fastball in the inside corner, a called strike to make it 0-1. Moore playing defensively in right field, batting from the left side of the dish. Lehman's pitch is high for a ball, and it's 1-1. Seneca and Hiawatha will follow in the nightcap. That one just a bit outside. Now two balls and one strike here on Elijah Moore. Bennett's at first base with nobody out. Corning leading it 2-0, top two. That one missing a little bit high, and it's three balls and one strike. 2 years ago, Donovan County went 25-6, but lost back-to-back games to Hiawatha in the zone tournament championship, and that was a scenario where they only sent one team. There's a called strike. A 3-2 coming up, and it's in there. Called strike three, so more down looking for the first out, and a huge strikeout there for Lehman. That's his second K of the night.
Yeah, Elijah Moore, he was just being patient, but he got a little bit too patient. He got to a 3-1 count, so he thought maybe he can hold off and see if he can earn the walk, and then it brought to the 3-2 count, and then, well, he wasn't protecting, so good strikeout thrown by Hunter Lehman.
Here is the Troy Trojan, Seth Judd, the center fielder. It's a called strike, throw down to second, a little bit tardy, and a slide in there safely for Bennett. A stolen base for him as Judd took a strike to make it 0-1. So now a runner at second base with one out. Aggressive base running we've seen by both teams here early. Runner at second base now, one out, 0-1 count. Judd shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, I've seen multiple steals, only one takeoff attempt. It was thrown back to second base earlier in the last inning. So, yeah, no, it's been pretty aggressive here.
Lehman down to the stretch, runner at second, Luke Bennett. Lehman fires. Swing and a miss right through it, and it's one ball and two strikes here on Seth Judd. Colt Jensen will follow. Judd number eight in the order, Jensen number nine. Corning out to a 2-0 lead here in the second. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Judd. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lehman, three on the night, and that brings up Colt Jensen.
Well, now Hunter Lehman, he's starting to find his groove now. Back-to-back strikeouts, fastball down the middle. He's figuring himself out.
Here's Jensen at the dish, second baseman. Runner at second base now, two down. Lehman down to the stretch, a glance at second, fires in an off-speed pitch. It doesn't break in there, and it ends up high for ball number one. Not much of a lead at second. Lehman looks and fires. There's a swing and a miss by Jensen. He evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Donovan County, only one sub here in this game tonight. Corning has two on their sub list. There's another called strike. Jensen now down. He needs to protect. It's 1-2. Runner at second base and two down. Two strike count. Lehman looks. Now glancing and firing and an off-speed pitch. Is swung on and missed, so he strikes out three straight to strike out the side, leave another runner stranded, does so Donovan County. A 2-0 Corning lead, we head to the home second. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at MVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And also Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Brandon, Crendon, we got Kurt with you. First of two games tonight, double elimination Zone 3 tournament. Top seed Corning, a 2-0 lead right now for the 4-seed Donovan County. Second time up for Corning against Cooper Eberle. Eberle's first pitch to Ben Haverkamp, the center fielder, is a called strike number one. And the bottom of the second is underway.
Well, Eberle had a nice start in the last inning at the pitcher strikeout too. His first three batteries, he just got restabilized that mentality here.
There's a fastball missing high, makes it one ball, one strike. Haverkamp, followed by Miles Wimberly and Hunter Lehman. Here in the home second. This is hit out well towards the gap in right center, but playing it and dropping it is the center fielder in Judd. And he
puts the hands on the knees and understands the severity potentially with that one. As that is the second error committed by the DC defense, and that puts a runner at first with nobody out.
Yeah, you really want to clean up those errors. Going back to that first inning, the second batter, L.J. Kelzer, he reached off an error, and if he would have gotten out, well, Drew Gibbs, assuming he strikes out when he was up at bat, well, that would have been an inning that would have been a shutout.
Miles Wimberly now steps in, takes a first pitch inside, called ball number one. An error by Judd in center has Haverkamp at first base with nobody out. That released pitch in the dirt, blocked by Paulino, but kicked away enough to his right to allow Haverkamp to take second without a throw. So now a runner in scoring position with nobody out as Corning looks to build on a 2-0 lead here early on. It's still only the bottom of the second. Everly's 2-0 is a swing and a miss. Good fastball there. And it's two balls and one strike. This is game number 18 for Corning. This is game number 25 for Doniphan County. High fly ball down the right field line, but slicing and getting over the fence into foul territory. And Wimberly now even Stevens at 2-2. And Corning and Seneca both made it to state last year. Corning, they were a win away from getting to the championship game, but they lost to Concordia by a final score of 12-6. That was our last game of the tournament. They actually played Seneca in the tournament and beat them 7-4. Another pitch runs up and inside, and Wimberly works it full at 3-2 with the top of the order due up next. The big opportunity here for Corning. A 2-0 lead. And that pitch is outside, ball four. Good at bat for Wimberly, and he's on. And we flip it back up to the top of the order.
We've talked a lot about the success from Concordia, their win rate in the past two seasons, including this one, back-to-back championships in the league, and then, of course, their run last year in state, and they're going to try to look to continue that, but it's going to come down to this game, and they're off to a great start.
Lehman puts down a bunt with two on, and it just stays inside the line. You couldn't have placed it any better. Everybody is safe. It's an infield bunt single. The base is juiced with nobody out. Incredible bunt.
Yeah, it just propelled just right up, just a little bit of a bloop, a little bit of a rainbow right off the top of the
and
bat.
And the spin just kept it inside the line. And everybody, you had the third baseman in Beach, you had Paulina, the catcher, and Everly all converge on it. They just let it go, thinking it was going to spin into foul territory. The spin just stopped it again. We got some pretty thick grass here on the infield. That probably kept it, you know, inside the line as well. And we got a meeting now on the bump as Corning looks to blow this game open early. A 2-0 lead, but they got the bases loaded with nobody out.
Yeah, they want to talk about things, just relax, take a deep breath. I mean, yes, I mean, you're in a pretty rough situation now. As you mentioned, bases are loaded, but, you know, just got to keep going with it. And, you know, we've seen what Cooper Everly can do, especially being able to take things in his own direction. So, you know, if you're Dalton County, of course, so you just want things to go as smoothly as they can.
Well, now you got to deal with Kelzer with the bases loaded, and the first pitch is a little bit high by Everly to make it one ball, no strikes. Kelzer reached on an error and scored the first run of the game. And he'll take a called strike here about a knee-high fastball. One ball, one strike. Haverkamp at third, Wimberly at second, Lehman the runner at first. Bases loaded. Here in the second, that pitch runs inside and it clips Kelzer. And the hit batter produces a run, and it's now 3-0.
Obviously, that's probably the worst way. You'd want to give up a run because the worst thing about this is you don't get an out. So bases will stay loaded, and Corning drives in a run with a hit-by-pitch. We're going to see Quentin Aldifer come back in, too, as a substitute at first base.
Well, I mentioned Kelzer scoring a run. It was Aldifer who scored that run. He was the courtesy runner last inning for him, and now is the courtesy runner for him again at first. But now a 3-0 Corning lead, and this might be a pitching change for Doniphan County, and it is. So an early pitching change for Doniphan County, not what you're necessarily looking for, but you got to stop the bleeding here. We'll take a timeout. It's American Legion Baseball, and we're back right after this.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Kansaland Radio.
Now, not something you want to really do early in a game, and that's go to the bullpen, and that is what Donovan County has done here. Everly taken off the mound, and Ryder Davis will step in. They swap each other out at short and pitching, so the defensive alignments don't change a whole lot, as now Everly is playing at shortstop, but kind of a tough go for him. And now Ryder Davis tries to stop the bleeding here as Corning has already plated one. They lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning and have the bases loaded with nobody out.
So it's an unfortunate substitution, but I do kind of understand the thinking. Cooper Everly might just be getting a little bit in his head just a little bit. So obviously the pitching change thought from the coaching perspective is, all right, let's get a guy out there who's fresh on the mindset and that can try to get things to go in the right direction here.
On Everly, responsible for the three base runners, and the first pitch by Ryder Davis to Drew Gibbs is taken a little bit inside for ball one. So Corning out to a 3-0 advantage and looking for more. That one just missing inside too, about the same spot, and it's two balls and no strikes. Davis with the bases juiced, he's out of the windup, and his third pitch is low and outside, and quickly Gibbs the advantage at 3-0. Now the last runner, bases loaded by a hit batter. Davis threatening here to give up a run via the walk. Got to work it back. He does so there with a strike to make it 3-1 on Drew Gibbs.
Well, Davis, he just has to get comfortable here pitching, so he finds his first fastball down the middle.
Let's see. He's going to find another one here to a very dangerous Drew Gibbs. That pitch is low and outside, ball four, and another run is in. That brings in Wimberly from third. Layman to third. Courtesy runner Alderfer to second base, and that is a run that is charged to Everly. So still nobody out. Bases loaded. And here is Fisher, a swing and a miss at the first offering. Makes it no balls and one strike.
Well, you can tell Fisher's going up there with the intention to hit this one pretty much probably not out of the park. We got 340 deep, but he's going to try to make this one sail. Got a good stance.
Pitch high and inside there. Makes it one ball and one strike. We have seen Fisher's power before, but this is a much bigger ballpark that we have broadcasted throughout the summer. And good stop there by Paulino to keep it in front. The count now 2-1 on Fisher.
I mean, just the fences alone, the height of them, I'd probably have to guess about 11 feet, 10 feet, just in height alone.
330 down the right field line and the left field line, 340 to dead center. There's a pitch that's outside, and now 3-1.
You know, a great thing about a power hitter is if they can also be a patient hitter, right? So right now, that's what Race is doing. He's knowing to keep the eye on the ball and see where his location is going to be.
3-1 is taken up and in, ball four, another run is in, and it's starting to unravel here for Donovan County.
Yeah, it's not even, you know, being done because of hits or anything. Corning's only recorded one hit. That was from Aiden Tai that drove in the two RBI single in the first inning. Right now, it's just pure, just stand up there and be patient. And right now, it's earned already three runs.
It is now a 5-0 Corning lead. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. Pitching is hurt Donovan County here, and now it's hit to the right side, finds the gap, and that could bring in two. One run is in, Heideman comes through, Moore gets it in, but not in time. Well, now there's a productive AB, a two RBI hit by Brett Heideman, and just like that, a touchdown lead for Corning
It is 7-0.
Yeah, touchdown lead. That's a pretty good one with the extra point. But yeah, 7-0. Corning just off to an almighty start here. Just their second hit of the game, their second hit for a single with two RBI.
So now first and second, still nobody outs. First pitch here to Talley. They've got the scoring started in the first with a single. Takes one outside for a ball. 6 runs, 5 earned. Officially charged to Eberle. Now Davis has given up one as well.
Well, for Delta County, you just got to wiggle out of the inning somehow and then keep things going. Just try to get productivity on the offense. You left 3 people on base so far in the game.
There's a called strike to make it 2-1. Here on Talley, again, a 2 RBI knock and a single. And his first at bat produced the first runs of the game, and now he's up for a second time, and his team has extended it out to 7-0. They are still batting with 2 on and nobody out in the second. There's a half swing and miss there. Might as well call it a check swing, but Talley now evened up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher at second, Heidemann at first. Heidemann a 2 RBI single right before Talley stepped in. 2-2. Low and in the dirt, gets away. Paulino, no throw.
Helps progress both the runners to third and second. So just a great set with runners in scoring positions once again without any outs. No chance for the double play.
Now base hit could make it 9-0 like that. Davis just trying to settle in. That pitch is high, ball 4, and the base is loaded once again. So Fisher at third, Heidemann at second. Now Talley on for a second time in as many at-bats. And here's Bowers, the 9th batter to come up here in the inning and still yet an out to be recorded. Reached on a fielder's choice, but ended the inning that in the first, Talley was actually off the bag at second. Donovan County kind of got lucky with that third out, but it's kind of unraveled since then as Bowers takes one high for ball number 1.
Well, there's still a great opportunity here for Bowers. I mean, there's no out, so you got plenty to work with. Anything could be a productive out if hit towards the right location on the field.
And fouls one back there, does Bowers back into the netting. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bases loaded. Nobody out. 5 runs have scored in the inning. The lead for Corning, 7-0. Hiawatha and Seneca, of course, will be in the nightcap tonight. Game number 2 of our double dip. Off the inside part of the bat, it's launched out to left field, but it hangs up enough. Fisher thought about tagging, but it's brought in quickly. Good defense out there by Bennett's to make the catch. And a big first out finally recorded.
Yeah, Ray Fisher thought about going off to home plate. You just didn't think he probably had the speed to beat the arm of Luke Bennett. And I'll tell you what, just look at Luke Bennett. Yeah, he probably could have maybe made that throw to home plate. So good decision on just holding up there.
So for the second time in the inning, Ben Haverkamp steps in. Started it off by reaching via the air. And the first pitch high and away for ball 1. Scored the first of what now has been 5 runs to score in the inning. Bases are loaded with 1 out. Corning leading it 7-0 and looking to extend on it. Davis out of the stretch, fires, and it's sliced away foul. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So Corning in a great spot. And the loss by whoever in this game doesn't mean the tournament is over. It's a double elimination style, so obviously the winner puts themselves in a much better advantage as there's a called strike to Haverkamp, and he's behind at 1-2. The 10th batter to come up in the inning. Still only 1 out, and the bases are loaded. And just fouled down the left field line. He waited a little bit on that breaking ball and just poked it foul to stay alive at 1-2. The first 5 batters that came up in this inning have come around to score. The next 3 after that are currently on base. There is a swing and a miss, and down goes Haverkamp. Big strikeout there for Ryder Davis for out number 2.
Yeah, that's Davis's first strikeout. That was pretty well needed for the kid. I think he needed to get that strikeout, get things moving. And now he just needs one more out to get here, even though the bases are loaded. Any out can end the inning.
Got to get the out here. 7-0 the score. Two outs, bases loaded. Wimberly in for a second time in the frame, and he takes one outside for ball one. He walked and scored his first time up. Davis out of the stretch. He'll fire. And a ground ball through the hole and out into center field for a base hit. Just got through with enough speed. Everybody moves up one. They stop it after one. An RBI for Wimberly, and it's now 8-0 with the single.
Yeah, great hit. Just straight down the line. Cooper, I really tried to make his best attempt to get to it. Drive that left glove in there, but right glove. It's on his right hand, but try to get to it. Oh, so he's just throwing it around there. But, yeah, no, he was trying to go for it, but just couldn't get to it.
And we're going to have a second pitching change in the inning. So the unraveling continues as Doniphan County is just trying to get out of the frame. So a new pitcher for a second time. We'll tell you about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Well, it's been a tough go for Doniphan County in this one tonight. They are down 8-0. They have made their second pitching change in the inning as Ryder Davis is out. Seth Judd is in. Well, again, we're trying to get the defensive alignments here. So Davis is now playing at second base, and Jensen, I believe, is out in center field. But Seth Judd is trying to get out of the inning. Six runs have scored for Corning. Their lead is 8-0. The bases are loaded with two outs. The third pitcher for Doniphan County, Judd. And it's botched by the shortstop in Everly, and everyone's going to be safe. As that was Lehman, who put it in play, and that's going to be an error.
Well, that's going to be the third error charged against Doniphan County. Defensively, just things have not aligned. I think pitching at the beginning of the game was pretty fair, but, again, errors kept that first inning continuously going, and then the second one, it hasn't helped.
So now it is 9-0. Tally at third, Wimberly the runner at second, and now Lehman reaching via the air. So defense and pitching, it's just not been there here tonight in this one for Doniphan County. Now Kelzer steps in, takes one outside for a ball. Third at bat, and again, only in the second inning. Now this is hit well towards the gap. Left center field, running over to make the catch is Jensen to retire the side. A lengthy one indeed, and Corning explodes for a seventh spot. They lead it 9-0 here on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They are online at sailorinsurance.com. Well, that lengthy inning has concluded for Doniphan County, and now Corning in a great spot as we head to the third inning. They lead this one 9-0. They hang up 7 runs on just 3 hits. They leave the bases loaded, and they force Doniphan County to make 2 pitching changes in that inning. Unofficially, Everly again got the start. He pitched 1 inning, gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Davis couldn't even finish the inning when he came in. He goes 2/3 of an inning, allows 4 runs, 3 earned. He walked 4 and struck out 1, and then Judd able to get that final out of that inning as he got Kelzer to fly out to center field. Well, now Doniphan County, they got to put some stuff together here against Hunter Lehman, who's a very good pitcher, and now we're talking run rule here, as if it continued at this pace at 9-0, we're going to shorten this game. So Doniphan County needs to put something together here.
Yeah, the rule is 15. If you're up by 15 at the end of 3, then, well, you win. So that's the run rule here. And it's 10 after 4 and then 8 after 5.
So a 9-spot lead. Lehman's first pitch here to number 1 in the Doniphan County order, Dustin Veach, missing for ball number 1. So Veach, Everly, and Davis. And the next pitch is a little bit high for ball 2. I was going to say that Lehman has 4 strikeouts and he struck out the side in the second inning. Strikeouts of Moore, Judd, and Jensen. Now back to the top of the order. Next pitch low and in the dirt, and it's 3 balls and no strikes.
No, Lehman right now, he's been for sure a lead. We talked about the last thing, the 3 straight strikeouts. He's on fire right now. He wants to keep that ignition going.
Well, 3-0 count here. Doniphan County, they have a lot of work to do. But a leadoff base runner would certainly get something started, and there it is. Fastball high, missing, and Veach walks for the second time in as many at-bats. That'll bring up Cooper Everly. Flew out to center field his first time up, and I think now Corning is going to make a pitching change.
Yeah, Lehman, he was holding the ball out right in front of him, walk up to the coach, and looks like now it's going to get passed off to
Heideman. Heideman's going to be the new pitcher. We'll talk about it after another timeout as Corning leads it 9-0 here on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First pitching change for Corning in this game tonight. They go to the lefty in Brett Heideman as Hunter Lehman's night comes to an end fairly early. He was very solid. 2 innings, no hits, no runs. He walked 3, struck out 4. He did hit a batter, and he is responsible for Veach at first base via the walk. Corning has a 9-0 lead in this game in the top of the third inning. Brandon Tabman, Printed Profits. Captain Kurt Kilman with you. First of, at minimum, 6 games over the next couple of nights here on KNZA. 2 more tomorrow night at 6 and 8. Pretty simple. 2 losers of these games tonight. We'll play at 6 tomorrow. Winners will follow. Of course, you put yourself in a great position with wins tonight, with this being the double elimination tournament. We'll have games at 3 and 5 on Saturday, potentially a game if necessary on Sunday, but at that point, we'll know the two teams that are in the state tournament, but that'll just be jockeying for position and seeding and such.
I want to talk about the substitution real quick. I actually really like the substitution. Get Lamond out of there. I mean, have him available for the next couple of days. I'm sure his pitch count wasn't too high, but you don't want it to get too much higher, as he had those four straight balls pitched to start the inning.
So, again, he's responsible for Beach at first base and Heidem in the lefty with a quick toss to first. And Beach was back safely, so this is the first batter for Heidem in the lefty. And the runner takes off. Pitch is a called strike, throw to second, not in time. And Beach, that is his third stolen base of the game. He stole second and third in the first and steals second here in the third. No balls, one strike here on Everly. And Heidemann throws back and good stop there by the second baseman in Lehmann. As again, Bowers defensively moved from second to first where Heidemann was. And then Lehmann off the mound took the spot at second base. The 0-1, fastball missing outside. It's one ball, one strike. Donovan County, they've had at least one base runner in every inning, but they have yet to score or get a hit. Runner's taking off, and that one's fouled right back into the screen to make it one ball, two strikes, and Beach has got to go back to second. Well, at this point, why not be aggressive? A 9-0 deficit for Donovan County in the top of the third. Morning, trying to get back to a state tournament.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have to be aggressive when you're down 9 runs, and if you don't score possibly any in this inning, you could get run ruled if Corning can manage to score 15.
Heidemann swings off the rubber, sends it back to second base. Not much of a lead there for Beach, but obviously he was going the prior pitch, so still got Heidemann thinking a little bit. It is a one ball, two strike count here on Everly. The pitch, it is just a bit outside, and it's now 2-2. Two runs in the first for Corning. They put up 7 in the second. 9 runs on 4 hits, unofficially. 2-2, they swing and a miss. In the process, Beach to third. But a strikeout for Heidemann, his first on the night, and that brings up Ryder Davis.
So Beach has some good speed. He's rounded all the way to third twice now. Unfortunately, both times the first time he reached third base, there was 2 outs, but now there's only 1 out. So he can get scored off a productive out here if possible.
You got to get the run in, no doubt about it. With 1 out, runner down at third, you're down 9-0. Davis steps in, hit by a pitch in his first at bat, now takes one outside for ball 1. We have seen 5 pitchers now in the first just couple of innings here in this one tonight. That one gets away, hits the backstop, potential play at the plate. Too much speed for Dustin Veach, and that gets Donovan County on the board via the wild pitch.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about this earlier. The backstop, it's not concrete. I thought it was concrete, but it's a little softer. And also the netting, I mean, it's a straight bounce back. But, yeah, if it were to come back and hit the backdrop, it's going to be pretty much of a sprint for the catcher. And unfortunately for LJ Kelzer, it did not have a good bounce back, and he had to run all the way to it in the dust and just couldn't get it back to play.
So Beach makes it 9-1, much needed for Donovan County, a long way to go, but they had to get 1 to get 2, and so on and so forth. Heidemann's next pitch is low and outside, and Davis now with the advantage at 3 balls and no strikes. 1 out, nobody on in the top of inning number 3. Corning in control with a 9-1 advantage. And that pitch is a called strike, and it's 3-1. Davis took the step. He thought it was outside for ball 4. Umpire says no. It's called strike to make it 3-1. Beckham Griffin due up next here for Donovan County, sporting the all-whites here tonight. Heidemann's pitch is fouled away, and the count runs full at 3-2. Well, these were the top 4 teams record-wise in the play this summer. Just some of the teams unable to get their full rosters to compete this weekend. And there's a pitch low and inside for ball four. And Davis walks.
That's something unfortunate. Not all a lot of teams could be here, especially with having kind of an up year with the amount of teams in the NEK Legion lead. I mean, I don't know how many there have been prior, but this definitely is like a pretty good number of teams this year.
Well, Holton and Atchison were added this year. Those two weren't part of it last summer. Now we're just getting four here in this Zone 3 tournament where the top two will head out to Concordia next week. Griffin takes a called strike. It's no balls, one strike. Runner at first is Davis, and one out here in the third. Heidemann, the lefty, over the top, and there's a swing and a miss, and Griffin down quickly 0-2.
Heidemann off to a nice start, back-to-back fastball. He's going to try to keep this going here, possibly might even look to the changeup.
Well, this is his third batter faced. He struck out Everly and then gave up a walk to Davis. He's at first with one out. Now he throws over to first, and Davis back in safely. Well, both sides have given up plenty of free passes. We have seen hit batters. We've seen walks. We have already seen multiple pitching changes for Doniphan County. Corning just made one. There's a check swing. Did he go? And I believe so. A called strike three, and down goes Griffin. A couple of strikeouts here in the inning for Heidemann.
I will say, though, I think Corning's substitution change really makes a lot of sense. Obviously, keep Lehman's fresh. Don't let his pitch count get too high, especially when you have, at that time, a nine-run lead. I mean, you talk about the last inning at three straight strikeouts. So if a normal game, I think Lehman would have finished, but obviously you want to keep him fresh for the next day, so Heidemann coming in makes a lot of sense here.
Here's Paulino, a swing and a miss at the first offering, makes it no balls and one strike. He grounded out the third to end the top of the first inning. He's got a runner at first base and two down here in the third, his team trailing Corning 9-1. Heidemann's over-the-top pitch is an off-speed pitch and a called strike on the outside corner, and Paulino down. Now no balls and two strikes.
Heidemann's in a great rhythm, especially with the pitch sequence, so probably going to look back to maybe a fastball here.
Chance to get out of the inning. The 0-2. Ooh, and it runs inside. Nearly got Paulino, but he scoots away, and in the process, Davis gets to second base without a throw.
Yeah, that was a fastball, right? That was probably one of the fastest pitches I've seen here, but fortunately there was not much control over it, so I'll probably just have to take off a little bit of miles per hour of that.
Well, base hits by Paulino could provide a run. Just missed on the outside corner. Good eye there by the catcher, and Hayden Paulino makes it one ball, two strikes. Davis at second base, two down, top of the third inning. First of two games tonight on KNZA. Corning out in front, 9-1. American Legion Baseball, appreciate everyone hanging with us. And there's a swing and a miss, and down it goes Paulino to end the frame. And how about Heidemann in relief? He strikes out the side. Dominant performance for Corning so far. They lead it 9-1 here on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Legion Baseball presented by Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. First of minimum six games here over the next few nights. American Legion Baseball Zone 3 tournament. Four teams enter. Two teams will exit to the state tournament next week out in Concordia. Second straight year that the AA tournament will be in Concordia. We'll have coverage with you. Of course, Seneca and Corning, the two teams that made it out there last year,
Corning was a game away from the championship. Seneca got eliminated a little bit earlier on in that tournament, but both these teams have an opportunity to get back out there.
Yeah, both teams have a great opportunity, but I tell you what, right now Corning has one of the greatest opportunities that there is, as they start here with some heat already up 9-1. They have a chance here to even end this game early. It's a fifth, so you just got to have 15-run lead by the end of the third inning. Right now they have an 8-run lead, so they'd have to score 7 again in this inning.
Well, 10 after 4, 8 after 5. They would certainly have to put up a big number here to make that a short game, and Gibbs really roped one down the line, but that is foul. That was near home run territory, but just a tad out in front, makes it 1-1. Gibbs followed by Fisher and Heideman. Gibbs third at bat. He struck out in the first and has also walked and scored a run. 9-1, the Corning lead here in the bottom of the third. Seth Judd, the third pitcher for D.C., lets one off a little bit there, and it's outside to make it 2-1. Well, it wasn't a scenario where Corning was just, you know, putting it out into play a whole bunch. A lot of the runs, again, unforced errors, the Doniphan County defense, a couple of key errors, walks with the bases loaded. You know, you'll take the free passes. Corning, I think, is as good as anyone in this league as far as just working at bats, taking pitches, forcing the opposition to throw strikes. And a perfect example, pitch runs inside, ball 4, and Gibbs is on to lead the inning.
Yeah, if you look back at that last inning, there were 7 runs scored by Corning, but only 3 runs were scored by RBIs. There was a 2 RBI single and then an RBI single.
So Gibbs on with a leadoff walk. That brings up Fisher, who is 0 for 2, or I should say 0 for, he really doesn't have an at-bat yet, I should say that. 2 at-bats, 2 walks, one of those with the bases loaded, so a credited RBI. He has scored twice, has raised Fisher. And the first pitch by Seth Judd, a little low and inside for ball 1. So again, 9 runs on 4 hits. That was the 7th walk allowed by Doniphan County pitching here, and we're just in the third inning. Gibbs takes off, throw to second, a little bit tardy, and a stolen base for Drew Gibbs. We've seen both teams a little aggressive on the base paths, but right now on the scoreboard, there's only one team that has a big-time advantage, and that's Corning leading 9-1.
Yeah, no one's been caught yet stealing or picked off, so it has been very efficient.
Good pitch there by Judd. Ooh, correction, never mind. I thought it was a called strike, but that it was inside. So now 3 balls and no strikes. With Heideman due up next, trying to add to a 9-1 lead here in the home third. Top seed in this tournament is Corning. Well, Fisher put down the bunt sign, pulled back, and took it right down the middle for a strike, and it's now 3-1. Not much of a breeze. Felt like 85 at first pitch. It's probably cooled down just a touch. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Judd, and the count runs full at 3-2.
Yeah, just a little under it. Ace Fisher just trying to reel that one in.
Corning, the baby blue tops, dark blue numerals and lettering trimmed in white. The all-white uniforms for Doniphan County tonight, blue numerals and lettering trimmed in red. That one is mashed out of play, foul. Cars beware. And it stays 3-2. Runner at second base, Drew Gibbs. Nobody out. 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Fisher. Heideman due up next. Corning out to a 9-1 lead here in this first game of this Zone 3 double elimination tournament. Judd looking back at second. Does so twice. Now fires. And this is a ground ball to the left side. Fielded nicely by Veach. Throw to first well in time. That is a great play defensively by Veach at third for out number 1. And in the process, Gibbs goes from second to third.
I thought Dustin Veach there for a second was going to make the tag on the runner who is getting the third base. That was Drew Gibbs who just ran past him. I thought he was going to tag him and then make the throw, but he just made the throw there, and it was always a great choice getting me out.
Heideman's had a good night. Came in that last inning on the mound, struck out the side. He's reached twice, including a 2-RBI single. And he swings and misses at the first offering. Off speed, good job by Judd there to pull the string, and it's now 0-1. Well, you put one in play, good chance you get Gibbs in from third. He is there with only one out. The 0-1 count and the pitch. High fly ball down the right field line, tailing into foul territory and just missing it. I believe that was the second baseman. And Davis, who nearly got all the way over there to make the play. Griffin also had a shot at it at first base, but just dropped into foul territory. But right now, 0-2 the count on Heidemann. Gibbs at third base with one out. 9-1, Corning in front. Here against Doniphan County. And the pitch. Just a little bit up and outside. One ball, two strikes. So multiple guys for Corning have RBIs tonight, courtesy of the bases loaded walk. But Talley has a 2-RBI single. And then Heidemann also a 2-RBI single. So two of the most productive at-bats tonight. Heidemann fouls one off there to stay alive at 1-2. Kelzer walked with the bases loaded. Fisher walked with the bases loaded. Wimberly also has added an RBI single. Some of the Corning production here tonight, looking for win number 13. This is their 18th game of the summer. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Heidemann for out number two. Correction, yes, number two. The first strikeout for Seth Judd.
Yep, nice strikeout with the fastball. Judd just trying to get things going here. And you know what? He hasn't given up any runs yet, so he could give a good inning here to help Duncan Westbeck.
High chopper, Veach getting it, spinning, firing to first in time. Veach making a couple of nice defensive plays here in this inning. So Gibbs gets to third with only one out, but Corning unable to get him across. But Corning in front, 9-1 as we head to the fourth inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware. We're in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, we got Crendon, we got Kurt. I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for hanging with us here on KNZA, American Legion Zone 3 Baseball Tournament. Game number one of this double elimination tournament. Right now it's been all top seed Corning with a 9-1 lead on the 4-seed Doniphan County as we hit the fourth inning of play. Brett Heidemann back on the bump after striking out the side in the third. He'll face Bennett, Moore, and Judd, and then Jensen after that if one of those three are able to get on.
Say what, Doniphan County just had a really nice defensive inning. They didn't allow any runs, which is really great because in a situation right now, if they can't get any runs on the board, it is a 10-run lead after four that wins you this game. So if Doniphan County can just try to get some more on the scoreboard to keep this game going alive, that'd be great for them. Corning right here, your objective, home scoreless, and then score two runs in the bottom.
Here is Luke Bennett, who walked and stole second his first time up, and he takes a pitch inside for ball one from Brett Heidemann. Corning two in the first, but the big blow was seven runs in the second. Doniphan County got one back in the third. It's 9-1 as we're batting in the top of the fourth. Two balls, no strikes now on Bennett, the left fielder. Kicks and fires outside for ball three. Well, if you're Doniphan County, you got to try to scratch across something. Get a run or two at least to maybe gather some momentum, trying to extend the game.
Corning would still have to score some runs to potentially end it next inning, but there's a four-pitch walk and a good start for Bennett to lead off the fourth. He's walked now in both of his at-bats, and that'll bring up Elijah Moore. Second walk issued by Heidemann. Moore struck out his first time up. Did so looking. He got ahead 3-1 and then watched two pitches back-to-back right over the knees at the strike zone and was called out looking. One on, nobody out. Heidemann lifts and deals. A called strike on the outside corner to make it 0-1. Heidemann, the lefty, out of the stretch. Really good advantage with the runner at first. Pretty easy to see. Next pitch called strike. About the same spot. Quickly Moore down. It's 0-2.
I also wanted to make a mention. That is the fourth time that Dauphin County has started an inning with a leadoff walk. So they've had some good starts here. This guy got some good finishes in the innings.
That one just missed. So good eye there for Elijah Moore. And it's 1-2. Runner at first base, nobody out. Beautiful night here in Seneca. Pitch a little bit outside, so from 0-2 to 2-2. Bennett's walked on four pitches to begin the inning. Right now Moore sitting at 2-2. Batting from the left side, up in the box, slight bend to the knees. Maybe a touch open on the stance. And he takes a called strike three on the outside corner. Gets him with the fastball looking, and Moore is strikeout victim number four for Heidemann.
Yeah, that was a great locational fastball, just put in nicely, painted in that bottom corner, Heidemann.
So here's Seth Judd. He is 0-1 with a strikeout. Bats for a second time. First time he sees Heidemann here in this game tonight. Runner at first base, one out. 9-1 is the Corning lead. Throw over to first. Heidemann is not really trying to hide the pickoff move. He's letting you know when he's throwing it that way. He's got a high kick into that direction. Swings it through. There's a good pitch. Called strike there to Seth Judd, and it's 0-1. So again, the one run for Dauphin County last inning scored on a wild pitch. They are still looking for their first hit of the game. They would take one now for sure. Pitch to Judd. Just missed inside, and it's 1-1. So if you look at some of the teams in the league, Dauphin County entered tonight 2-0 against Corning, this being the third meeting between the two. They were 0-4 against Hiawatha and 1-2 against Seneca. That pitch is up and inside, makes it 2-1. The other teams that were in the league this summer but not participating in the zone tournament, they were 0-2 against Marysville. They combined to go 10-0 against Holton and Atchison. They were 4-0 against Holton and 6-0 against Atchison. There's a pitch low and inside. Good stop by the catcher. And it's 3-1. Here's the windup in the pitch. And a called strike three, or I should say it's 3-2. Sorry, the umpire failed me there as he did the strikeout count when it's supposed to be 3-2.
Heidemann has a great chance here to record the strikeout, but also there is a double play opportunity here with the runner at first.
And another slicer down the left field line. This one's going to get over the fence and foul, so it stays 3-2 here to Judd.
Well, as I mentioned, Judd, he's going to have a great at-bat here. He cannot line into a double play or else that will end the inning. So he's going to have to take a nice locational hit, find a nice sweet spot on the ball, and try to take it to a part of the field that no one's at.
Now, I should mention defensively that Lehmann is now catching, and Kelzer is playing at second base for Corning. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball out of play, left side. And Judd battling here. It stays 3-2. Then it's at first base with one out in the away fourth inning. Right now, Dauphin County in a hole. They trail Corning 9-1. We've seen five pitchers between the two teams. Not even to the halfway point yet. But again, you got to be strategic with how the tournament's laid out over the next couple of nights. That pitch just missed. Ball four. Good at bat for Judd. That puts two on with one out.
I mean, that's some really nice framework there, working it towards the kind of the middle of the zone, but just a little bit outside. Walks the runner.
That's the third walk by Heidemann. Bennett's now at second, Judd at first, one out. Here's Jensen, shows bunt, puts one down, but foul to the right side, and it's no balls, one strike. He struck out in his first time up. That ended the second inning, where they left Bennett in that frame, stranded at second. That is where he is right now, Corning again with a 9-1 lead here in the top of the fourth. He will show bunt again. Heidemann looks at second and deals. And missing on the bunt attempt. Now a throw to third and just stopped, and both runners are going to advance. So now second and third. But Jensen down in the count, 0-2.
I'll tell you what, a great opportunity just emerged because that takes out the double play as both runners are able to progress at least one base.
Got to protect down 0-2 if you're Jensen. The pitch, ooh, runs inside. Nearly got him, but he avoided being hit. And it's now one ball, two strikes. So Bennett's now at third and Judd at second. Any kind of base hit to get something across here for DC is much momentum needed. There is a swing and a miss, and down goes Jensen for out number two. That is the, I believe, fifth strikeout for Heidemann, and now two on and two outs, and it's up now to the top of the order in Dustin Veach, who has walked in both of his at-bats, and he has scored the lone run for Doniphan County. He has stolen four bases in this game tonight. First pitch by Heidemann missing high. Good stab there by the catcher. And Hunter Lehman. And it's one ball and no strikes. Heidemann sets, chest high, kicks, and fires. And it's right back up the middle, through the hole, and into center field. That'll drive them both in. And Dustin Veach, a sign of life for Doniphan County, as it's now 9-3.
Yeah, great locational hit, just straight down the middle, and that was able to earn Veach a single, but he was able to get the second off the throw to home.
So it's going to go down as a two RBI base hit. And Veach now up to second base with two down. It's now a 9-3 Corning lead. The first hit of the game tonight for Doniphan County, producing two runs. So, again, that was much needed for them. So, Heidemann out of the stretch as he'll face the righty in Everly. First pitch missing inside for ball one. Everly is 0-2. He has got a fly out to center and has also struck out swinging. Heidemann sets chest high, fires through, pitches inside, kicks away, and the speed of Veach, another stolen base. Five stolen bases for Dustin Veach in this game.
And tell you what, just as I mentioned in the first inning, he lives up to his name, Dustin, because it's now, we mentioned it was only on his left side, now it's all over him. He lives in the dust. He's like a chinchilla out there, rolling around in all the dust baths. But he's doing great. Now he's going for first. Now he's going for home.
And he's
going
to steal home. Incredibly done. I looked down for 2 seconds. You make the call as soon as Heidemann got set at the belt. Veach takes off and beats the throw and steals home. It is something you don't see every day, but now all of a sudden it's a 9-4 game.
Man, he saw the opportunity. The pitcher was not eyeing him on third base, and he's like, all right, I'll go for it. And that's the second time I've seen him full out, lay out, hands forward, just dive and have an air time of just a second. I mean, he floats. He gets in nicely.
So a 3-0 count now, and ball four to Everly. So the inning continues. How about six stolen bases and two runs scored for Dustin Veach.
Man, that is a lot of steals.
And now, Doniphan County, they still have work to do, but they've done something, and that's all they can ask for, at least at this point in the game. They were down 9-1, but they have gotten three here. It's 9-4. Runner at first, still two down. Here's Davis. As Heidemann just tries to limit the damage, there's a swing and a miss at the first offering, makes it no balls and one strike.
I'll tell you what, if by any chance Doniphan County can make this a leap, get around this horizon and get themselves back into this game for a comeback, Dustin Veach is your player to look at and go, you propelled us to this spot projected this year?
Heidemann's 0-1 is a little bit low. Davis now evened up, one ball, one strike. He was hit by a pitch in the first and then walked in the third. He's got a runner at first and two down. Heidemann glancing that way, lifts and will throw to first, a little soft toss. Bowers secures it. No problem for Eberle to get back. One ball, one strike, two outs, one on. Top of the fourth. Jonathan County's cut it to 9-4. That pitch is high to make it 2-1. They were down 9-1 entering the frame, but they have scored three. As Veach, a two RBI single, stole third, and stole home. There's a cold strike there for Davis. Not sure if he totally agreed with it, but now two balls and two strikes. Griffin due up next. But nonetheless, Donovan County is at least breathing a little bit of life. And the 2-2 is just a bit high, and now the count is full. And in the process, Eberle to second base without a throw. Three balls, two strikes, one on, and two outs. A Corning 9-4 advantage in the top of the fourth. Heidemann deals, and it's high, ball four. Well, D.C. not going away quietly. They're going to make Corning earn this one.
Well, the nice thing about it is that they're making this productivity with two outs. So, I mean, they're not afraid to see that number up there to go, okay, well, we only have one out left. I mean, it's a struggle situation. Well, not really. Just, you know, keep having that productivity, and now you put yourself pretty much really into this game now.
Well, a meeting on the hill, and it looks like they're going to keep Heidemann. He still has the ball.
I think it's just a mentality check at this point in the game. I think when Lehman was taken out, it was more of, okay, I think we can probably win this. Let's keep this pitch count low and get him out of here. But now a situation like Heidemann, it's like, okay, you know, you're already in the rhythm, you're already in the groove, but we just need you to calm down mentally here and get out of this inning for us.
Well, Heidemann has struck out five and not quite two innings of work, but he has also walked five. Two on and two outs. His first pitch to Beckham Griffin is outside to make it one ball, no strikes. Griffin 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts, but a big opportunity here. His team trailing 9-4, but they were down 9-1 coming into the frame. Runner takes off, the pitch is low, and no throw to either direction. And two more stolen bases as Eberle goes to third and Davis to second. And now the count on Griffin, 2-0. Heidemann will now just go out of the windup. And now low and inside to make it 3-0. And now Heidemann all of a sudden having some issues with his command.
Well, a well-placed base hit for a single here could make this a three-run game.
That would change things fairly quickly. That is a four-pitch walk as Griffin takes it outside. So now the bases are loaded for the catcher and Hayden Paulino.
Anyway, that was a great at-bat by Beck and Griffin. He had struck out his last previous times. At that time, stayed patient, earned his walk.
Well, this might be it for Heidemann. Let's see, and they will call for a new pitcher. I believe they're pointing out towards center field in Haverkamp. Well, we'll let you know as Donovan County clawing back. They're trying to make it interesting, a 9-4 game, but two outs and the bases juice. Don't go anywhere. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
Well, Doniphan County trying to make it interesting here in the top of the fourth inning. They still trail by a score of 9-4 against Corning, but Corning's had to go to the bullpen to another time here, and it's going to be Ben Haverkamp who's going to try to shut the door. Doniphan County, they have gotten to within 5 at 9-4, but they have the bases loaded with two outs. Heideman responsible for the three runners on. He pitched five outs worth. He struck out five, but he also walked five and has given up the four runs again to Doniphan County. So Heideman will go back to first. Kelzer is at second. Gibbs at short. Fisher at third. Lehman catching. Bowers moved out to center field. Talley in left. Wimberly in right. So here it is. Paulina, who's 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. A monster opportunity to really kind of flip this game on its head. Here we go. Top of the fourth inning. First pitch by Haverkamp, taken outside for ball one.
Well, once you're going to get that new pitching change, it's going to have to take a little bit of time to adjust. And we saw that was kind of an issue for Corning.
There's a check swing called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Ninth batter to come up here in Paulino.
Or as I meant to say, it was kind of a problem for Doniphan County with their substitute changes here. But, you know, hopefully Haverkamp on the side of Corning can get rolling.
Haverkamp couldn't get the frame job there. Advantage Paulino now, two balls, one strike. Everly at third, Davis at second, and Griffin at first. And that pitch is low, and it's now three balls and one strike. And Heideman responsible for the three runners on. 3-1. Low ball four. Paulino walks in a run. And just like the year of one of my first cars, the Pontiac Grand Prix, it's 9-5. Get it? To 1995.
Well, I do want to make a mention. Just kind of similar to when Doniphan County subbed in their pitcher, Ryder Davis, with his situation where coming in with the bases loaded, he walked in a runner immediately from third base, and now we see the same thing. You just kind of have to get a guy comfortable up there on the bump.
Well, both teams with their collective group of pitchers tonight have had trouble with the strike zone. Now Bennett has jumped in front 2-0 with the bases still loaded in what is now a 9-5 game, and now it's swung on and hit high and shallow to right field, running on, diving to the knees and making a big-time catch is Wimberly to retire the side and ultimately save potentially a couple of runs. But Doniphan County has done some damage. They have gotten back into the game. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's now 9-5 Corning. Hang with us. It's American Legion Baseball.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu, and then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Well, Doniphan County clawing their way back. Four runs on just one hit in the top of the fourth. They now trail 9-5 as Seth Judd will try to limit the Corning damage here in the home fourth inning. We got ourselves a ball game now, and maybe speaking a little too soon, got to a 9-1 score, started talking about run rule scenarios, but I think Doniphan County heard us on that one. They said, no way, we're going to keep this game going.
Yeah, and they've delivered, especially Veach. Veach, who was able to score a 2-RBI single, but then also in the inning he was able to score himself off stealing home plate. So, you know, big credit to him on putting this team back alive.
Well, Judd back to work. Here's Haverkamp. Paxton Bowers is at the dish.
I also want to make a mention, so far there's been 14 walks in this game combined by both teams, and then we've seen a total of 6 different pitchers.
Little dribbler to the right side, that's a foul ball. So 0-2 here on Bowers. Bowers followed by Haverkamp and Wimberly. Bottom third of the Corning order. They scored 2 in the first, 7 in the second. But nothing doing in the third, but now their lead has been trimmed to 4. It's 9-5 in the home fourth. 0-2 from Judd. And just caught a piece and fouled it away. And Paulino can't secure it for an out, so it's going to stay no balls and 2 strikes. Bowers has reached on a fielder's choice, is also blown out to left. And the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop side. This is Everly fielding. Firing, has to get it there quickly, and does for the out. Nice play, 6-3, and down goes Bowers for out number one.
So Bowers has some great speed on him. He even looked around thinking he got there, but he just couldn't beat it. The hit was nice. I mean, it had a nice little spin to it and went a little bit to the right of the shortstop, but fortunately enough for Dauphin County, they were able to make that play. It was Cooper Everly who was able to make that throw.
So one out, nobody on. And the first pitch swinging, fly ball center field, playable. And that's Jensen, who comes in to make the catch. And Haverkamp retired, and just like that, 2 up and 2 down.
Yeah, and that's the inning you exactly wanted. And when we were talking about the situation at the beginning of the fourth inning, we were like, well, if Dauphin County can get shut up in the top, and then Corning just score 2, it's game over. But now our situation where this game is slowly coming back to life. The last 2 innings, Dauphin County has scored, and last possibly, maybe County Corning doesn't score at all.
First pitch a little low and inside to Miles Wimberly. He's had a good night, an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. The 1-0 by Judd. Low and outside makes it 2-0. Nobody on, 2 down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First of 2 games tonight here on KNCA, opening round of this Zone 3 American Legion tournament over in Seneca. Beautiful night for some baseball. It was 82 at first pitch. Felt like 85. Getting a little bit cooler as the night progresses. Next pitch outside, Wimberly in front, 3-0. After a quick ground out and a line out, Wimberly trying to get on here potentially with a walk to flip it back to the top of the order for a fourth time. 3-0 by Judd. Outside, ball 4. Take your base, Mr. Wimberly. And he has reached in all 3 of his at-bats, and we go to the top of the order with Hunter Lehman, who has reached on an error, has singled and scored, and has also struck out. Here is Lehman, started on the mound, but pitched just the first couple of innings before being replaced by Heidemann. He's been catching since taking off the rubber. Takes the first pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. So both teams are on to their third pitchers of the night. Dauphin County, it's Judd right now. Everly and Davis pitched prior, and now here's one lifted out towards center field. This is going to be a tough play. Backing up. Did he make that catch? Boy, did he ever. A diving catch towards the warning track in right center, and Jensen with an absolute web gem. And that retires the side emphatically. We head to the fifth inning of play. Don't go anywhere. It's a 9-5 game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They're offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Corning 9, Doniphan County 5, as we hit the fifth inning of play. Zone 3 American Legion tournament getting underway tonight in Seneca. First of two, we got still a nightcap coming your way with Hiawatha and Seneca. It's double elimination tournament. Two more games tomorrow night, 6 and 8. Pretty simple. Losers of tonight's games will play at 6 tomorrow in an elimination game. And the two winners in a very good spot will play in that nightcap tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Two more games at 3 and 5 on Saturday, potentially a game on Sunday. We'll see how that goes. But a long way to go here to determine two teams into the state tournament next week. First pitch by Haverkamp to Elijah Moore is taken outside for ball number one. Haverkamp's next pitch is swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Moore 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. He'll be followed by Seth Judd and Colt Jensen after that. But righty Haverkamp, and a fastball, Moore swinging out of his shoes, missed everything, and it's one ball, two strikes. Now Corning jumped out to a 9-1 lead early. Doniphan County is trying to claw back, scoring four in the last inning to get to within 9-5, and there is a called strike three on the inside corner. And for a third time, Moore is down on strikes.
Man, Haverkamp right there, he was just in a groove right there with the fastball. I mean, it just got faster and faster the more he kept going. So that was just a great pitch sequence. He just kept getting more aggressive with the fastball and was able to get the strikeout.
First strikeout for Haverkamp, first out of the fifth. And Haverkamp sets and deals. Bunt shown, put down, but missed it all. And it's a strike call to Seth Judd, who has pitched well, who came on and has pitched now 2 1/3 in relief for Doniphan County, and he is not allowed a run. Both teams again onto their third pitchers of tonight's game. Judd, maybe the best of them all so far. Here's the pitch. Beautiful bender. That's a called strike. Curveball makes it 0-2.
Well, you've seen all his fastballs, so that time he takes a little bit of heat on it, bends it a little. Nice curveball, goes right down the middle.
Some would call that a knee buckler. And 0-2. Fastball missing on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on. One out. Top of the fifth inning here in Seneca. Corning a 9-5 lead against Doniphan County, but D.C., they have scored the last four. Certainly still trying to make it a game. The 1-2. Another bender. This time it doesn't quite get in there into the zone. It stays up, and it's 2-2. So again, Lehman started, pitched the first two innings, didn't allow a run. He had four strikeouts and three walks. That one a little bit up and inside, and the count runs full at 3-2 with Jensen due up next. And then Heidemann came in, had a little bit of a tough go, just an inning and two-thirds. Five runs allowed, five walks, five strikeouts. There's a foul ball to the left side. Stays full at 3-2. Sun's starting to try to work its way south. We will be under the lights for game number two tonight. Should be an absolutely gorgeous evening. Not much of a breeze at all. Very calm evening for night one of this tournament. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Judd. Big strikeout for Haverkamp. That is his second K, and two outs here in the inning.
One thing I do like to mention is, if possibly, it's a no-run inning here against Doniphan County. Well, Corning only has to put up three runs in the bottom of the fifth to take a victory. It's an 8-run lead after five.
First pitch outside here to Colt Jensen. Ball number one. He is 0-for-2. Couple of strikeouts. The bottom third of the Doniphan County order has struggled tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Elijah Moore, the 7 spot, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Seth Judd, 0-for-2 with a walk and 2 strikeouts, and Jensen's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. That one just missing there. 2-1 now on Jensen. If he can get on, it'll get back to the top of the order with the electrifying Dustin Veach, who has had himself quite a night. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball knee high. 2-2 now. As Haverkamp looks to strike out the side. Out of the windup. The 2-2. Oh, missed everything on that off speed. It left the hands. It didn't come down. And now 3-2 the count.
Well, I assume he was trying to go for a curveball there. So roughly, I'm going to probably say he goes back to the fastball. Tries to go for the low zone.
3-2. A called strike 3. Got him on the outside corner. Haverkamp strikes out the side. Doniphan County goes quietly in the top of the fifth inning. 9-5 our score. Hang with us. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, it's presented by Sailor Insurance. Of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Also, Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. To the bottom of the fifth inning, Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament, game number one tonight. Top seed Corning, a 9-5 lead against the 4 seed in Doniphan County. Seth Judd back to work. He's been good out of relief. A good part of the order here with Corning, starting off with L.J. Kelzer. Oh, and the first pitch runs inside. You can hear the thud from here. Took it off the left hip. Probably didn't feel too good, and that is a hit batter and a leadoff man on. Heard the thud from up here.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a recoil there from Kelzer, too. Obviously, that hurt a little bit. Also, I'd like to make a correction. I know I think I said the third needed to be 3 runs scored, but there needs to be 4 runs scored here in this inning for Corning to take a run rule victory.
The 8-5, the run rule for Legion baseball, it's a little bit different than the high school rules. So, I guess Corning with a big inning here could end it, but Seth Judd has pitched very well out of relief, and Doniphan County has had the momentum since they got down 9-1, but right now it's a 9-5 game, one on, nobody out for Corning in the home fifth. Here's a 1-0, and outside for ball number two here to Drew Gibbs, who is walked twice, one of those walks with the bases loaded, so an RBI, also has a run score and a strikeout. The fourth time at bat here for Gibbs. There's a swing and a miss, and shaking the head probably was like, well, maybe a little bit outside, but could have been 3-0, but now 2-1.
Yeah, it was a couple of inches just outside of the left side of the plate, just from a pitching perspective.
And this is the third-plus inning now, Judd out of relief, and it's kept Corning off the board. Off speed in the dirt there, 3-1, advantage Gibbs. Kelzer at first base took one off the hip to begin the frame. 9 runs, 4 hits in the first 2 innings. No runs, no hits. Innings 3 and 4 for Corning, but they still lead it 9-5. 3-1 is hit back up the middle and past a diving shortstop in Everly and out to center field for a base hit. Kelzer stops at second. It's a single for Gibbs, and now 2 on and nobody out for Fisher.
Yeah, great hit. All it does is just gets you on base and then progresses the runner from first to second.
Boy, it seems like it might have been more on the inside part of the bat, but Gibbs just had enough strength just to push it out past the diving Everly at short and into center field for the knock. The first hit since the second inning for Corning, and now they're cooking. 2 on and nobody out. Here's Fisher. And takes a fastball knee high on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. He has walked twice, he has scored twice, he has driven in one, and has grounded out. The pitch. This is hit well down the left field line, and it's inside the line, and it gets past the left fielder and Bennett. 1 run is in. They're going to wave around the second run as well. He will score. Gibbs is in standing. It's a 2 RBI double, and now Fisher to third. The tag not in time.
I tell you what, Race Fisher, he was between second and third, and he was kind of jogging, just seeing the play at home, and that almost got him tagged out on third, but he was able to get there, and he rolled in, or slid in, as I should say, at third base, but great opportunity here. Only, two runs need to be scored to take the victory.
That is the first extra base hit of the night. 2 RBIs for Fisher. It's now 11-5, and that really sinks all that momentum that Doniphan County had built up over the last couple of innings, trying to get back into it. That hit right there by Fisher took the sails away, and now it's an 11-5 lead, and now it kicks away and could bounce off the backstop. No chance for advance by Fisher, who's now at third base on the throw in. But a hit batter, a single, and then a 2 RBI double. And Heideman in front with 1 ball and no strikes. He's got a ground out, a single, and a walk. He has driven in 2. Had a tough go on the mound. He was pitching when Doniphan County was really trying to make their run. Good stop there by Paulino, the catcher. 2 balls and no strikes now on Heideman. Really, more times than not, depending on when and where and how it's hit, just something in play, a good chance to get Fisher in from third. A slow ground ball to the right side could do it. A sacrifice fly. Obviously a base hit. Plenty of opportunities to get that runner in. And a check swing. Kept it on the shoulder, but it's a called strike. Now 2-1. First runs for Corning since the second inning. They have gotten it back out. A little bit more of a length on the lead. It's 11-5. There's a swing and a miss. And now 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Heideman. Again, representing what would be the winning run, essentially by the up 8 after 5-run rule. But would still need to score 2 here. That pitch is outside to run the count full. 3-2. Dayton Talley due up next. So Corning again, the top seed, the league champs for a second straight year. Doniphan County, they have been one of the hotter teams entering the frame. And now a slow roller to the right side, deep at second on the hop. Throw is high, and did it get there? They do call the out. So Judd able to get to the first base bag to get Heideman, but the run is in. And it's an RBI ground out to make it 12-5. Great play by Judd, but nonetheless, Heideman did the job and got the run in.
Yeah, great athletic play, just barely touching and getting the force out at first. But, you know, 1 out so far in the inning, but only 1 run is required to give the 8-run rule victory.
So it's now 12-5. So 3 runs have scored. 1 out, nobody on. First pitch, called a ball, missing on the inside corner to Talley, who got things going in the first with a 2 RBI single. He has also walked and struck out. But Corning has bounced back after DC got within 4. And now a rocket shot, shallow left center field, and that drops in for a base hit. Second single in four at-bats for Tally. He has reached three times, and he's at first with one out, representing what would be the winning run.
Well, Tally got this game started, and now he has a potential chance to get things ended as he represents, as you mentioned, the game-ending run.
Here's Paxton Bowers, a fielder's choice, fly out and a ground out. Judd out of the stretch. Hiawatha and Seneca, our second game of the night, coming up next. There's a pitch low and inside. One ball, no strikes here on Bowers. Again, both teams have used three pitchers tonight. Judd has gone farther than any of the first two for Doniphan County. Everly went just one inning, and Davis couldn't even get a full inning in. There's a bunt put down. Beautifully done. Judd's throw is in time. So it gets the runner into scoring position, but now two outs. Good play off the mound there by Judd to field it cleanly and make a nice throw to first.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Corning, at least, to have those two outs, but getting that runner to progress to second base is pretty huge, and just a single has an opportunity chance to end the game.
Could be Haverkamp's time to end it here. He has pitched well in relief, and now he has a chance for maybe a game-winning hit. 12-5 is the score in the fifth. Runner at second, two down, first pitch outside for a ball. He has reached on an error. He has scored. He has struck out and is lined out to center. Ben Haverkamp, number 12 on the jersey, batting from the left side. Pretty straight up in the box, slight bend to the knees, no wiggle with the bat above the left shoulder. Judd looking at second, now fires, and it's lifted out towards center, but playable. This is Jensen, who backs up a few steps to make the catch to retire the side and continue on with this ball game. So it's a 12-5 lead for Corning. They play three in the inning. Big blow, a two RBI double by Race Fisher. We go to the sixth here on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Zone 3, American Legion Baseball Tournament here in Seneca. Night number one and game number one. Top seed Corning, a now 12-5 lead against the four seed and Doniphan County, plating three runs in that last inning. The big blow, a two RBI double by Race Fisher, and then an RBI credited to Brett Heidemann via a groundout. So we saw Doniphan County get down 9-1. They clawed back to within 9-5, seemed to have the momentum, but Corning kind of put an end to that pretty quick.
Yeah, Corning back up here by seven runs, 12-5. Same rule still applies here. All they got to do is hold a shutout here in the top of the inning and score a run in the bottom, but we've seen Doniphan County, how they've been able to respond to the adversity. Unfortunately for them, the last inning they went scoreless, but the two innings before that they put together five runs altogether, and also, fortunately for them, they lead off this inning with their stud, Dustin Veach, who's currently, I believe, is at six steals on the game. He's even stolen home plate, and he's even hit a two RBI single, so we'll see what he can do here to get his team back in the game.
Yeah, he's certainly been the MVP for Doniphan County in this game. A check swing called strike, his fourth time up, and he'll start behind 0-1 here on Haverkamp. Haverkamp working into his second inning of relief. The 0-1. Just a bit inside, one ball, one strike. You are right, six stolen bases in the game for Dustin Veach. He stole home in the fourth, He has walked twice and had the big 2 RBI single in the fourth, so he has had a monster evening. But his team trailing by 7. Next pitch outside. 2-1 now on Beach. Everly and Davis to follow. Potentially Griffin as well, if one of those three are able to get aboard. 2-1 by Haverkamp is high, missing with a fastball, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike.
Well, not only does he have 6 steals, he's also been able to draw 2 walks, and already here he's on a favorable count with 3 balls, 1 strike.
And the 3-1 is a swing and a miss. Boy, took a hack at it and missed everything, and it's now a full count, 3-2.
Yeah, he was a little late on the swing, a little low too, but...
Yeah. That looked like a green light swing.
It was definitely a green light right down Broadway.
Haverkamp in the motion got the knee up, and the umpire calls time. Kind of has to stop and reset. Corning 12 and Doniphan County 5 as we're batting here in the top of the 6th inning on KNZA. Appreciate everyone hanging with us tonight. Next pitch is inside, ball 4. Just missed. Well, Veach aboard again. How long does it take for him to take off?
I'm not sure, but just by the takeoff flights from all the other times, probably within, give or take, no more than 60 seconds.
Maybe Captain Kurt back in studio can try to find the American Legion AA stolen bases record for a game. Not sure if that's a thing, but I'm sure someone out there has maybe that knowledge. And he's got a good lead, and Haverkamp threw it over to first quickly, and Veach is back safely. Here's Everly. He has walked. He has popped out. And he has struck out. I would expect Veach to take off. And there he goes. Pitch is high. Layman's throw. Oh. Good one. Did he get him in time? No, he did not. He is safe. Maybe the closest play on a stolen base tonight. Make that 7 stolen bases in the game for Dustin Veach.
That'd be awfully close. I mean, maybe if you were in... Obviously, college or majors, you had a replay for that, but regardless, play came in.
There's a called strike on Everly. 1 ball, 1 strike. Veach at second base. Nobody out here in the top of the 6th. Corning trying to hold on for the win. They have a good advantage here at 12-5. Pitch by Haverkamp. Swung on and missed by Everly. Falls behind at 1-2. Well, Veach has stolen third base twice, and he has also stolen home. That was an incredible play by him back in the fourth. Now another ball lifted to the right side and tails foul. Stays 1-2. Hiawatha and Seneca will be the second matchup tonight. Roughly about 20 minutes or so after this one concludes. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Everly. Big strikeout for Haverkamp. Make that number 4 for him. So the first out here in the 6th, and here's Ryder Davis, who has walked twice. He has also been hit by a pitch, so he is yet to record an official AB. He is 0-0 with his 4th at bat of the night. Layman stops that one in the dirt, a little bit outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Well, Veach still on 2nd. He's yet to try to dart for 3rd. They are certainly holding him on. He doesn't have a huge lead over there. Boy, and that clipped the helmet of Davis. And he's been hit a 2nd time. So he's been hit twice, and he has walked twice. Now 1st and 2nd, and 1 out for Beckham Griffin. Griffin has struck out twice. He has also walked. Corning leading at 12-5, but once again, Doniphan County trying to make Corning scramble a little bit in the late innings. Long way to go, though, for Doniphan County. They got to put something together and pretty quick.
Hey, well, a great thing about Hunter Lamon is his ability to not let any balls get past him. You definitely want to have that talent with Veach there at the 2nd.
That one sliced foul, and Griffin quickly falls behind at 0 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at 2nd base is Veach. Runner at 1st is Davis. 0 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out in the 6th. Curveball just missing upstairs, and it's 1-2. Boy, you've seen Haverkamp have some nasty bend on some of those. There's one fouled back into the net. Stays 1-2. Well, Kurt's doing some homework back there, so apparently he whispers 9 stolen bases as a potential record for stolen bases in a game.
That's what we call homework.
That's what we call homework. Doing the Lord's work. Now seven in the game for Veach. He's still at second base. Next pitch just missed inside to Griffin, and it's now 2-2. Top seed Corning again, trying to hold on. They lead at 12-5. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Griffin. Another strikeout for Haverkamp. He's got five, and now two outs in the inning. Here's Paulino, who's 0-2 with a walk. That walk did produce a run.
Well, Corning's doing just what they wanted to do. Get some outs, hold Veach at second.
There's a called strike to make it 0-1. Paulino again grounded out to third in the first, struck out in the third, and then walked in that run in the fourth. Two on and two outs, and lifts this one up in the air, but just tailing into foul territory and on the pavilion and out of play, and it's 0-2. Well, shocked Veach has not tried to steal third.
Well, no, he's being patient. He doesn't want to be the reason why the game could possibly end with him. I mean, Corning still has to score one run in the bottom of this inning to take that one run rule victory.
Here's the pitch. Just missed high. Seen a couple times with that Haverkamp curveball. It starts in a good spot, but just doesn't break enough right at the end, and it stays a little bit up there.
Lehman has a good frame for it, too. It's just not where it wants to be.
1-2, popped up, right side, foul territory. Should be an easy play for Heidemann. Makes the catch for the out, and that retires the side. For Doniphan County, they put a couple on, but unable to score. Corning continues to have the nice little cushion here. It's a 12-5 game. Bottom of the sixth inning is coming up next.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA. Well, it's brought to you by Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Bottom of the sixth inning, game one. Double elimination tournament here in Seneca. Zone 3, American Legion Baseball. Top seed Corning 12, fourth seed Doniphan County 5. Corning 2 in the first, 7 in the second. They scored 3 in the fifth. Doniphan County 1 in the third and 4 in the fourth. Seth Judd back to work. One run will end it for Corning. And it starts with the number 9 hitter and number 9 on the jersey in Miles Wimberly. He'll be followed by Hunter Lehman and L.J. Kelzer. First pitch by Judd, a little bit high for ball 1. Wimberly has walked and scored. He has an RBI single, and he has walked again. So pretty good night for number 9 in the order. 1-0 by Judd. Is a ground ball, playable. Shortstop side, it's Everly. Fields throws in time to Griffin for out number 1. So one up, one down. Here is Hunter Lehman. Fifth time at the dish. He has a strikeout. He has a bunt single and a run scored. He has reached on an error, and he is lined down to center. We're in the sixth, and he is up for the fifth time. And Judd has pitched very well out of relief. Till that last inning, first pitch, high drive, and this one could have been caught in the sun. I'm losing it myself, and that one is going to drop in front of the fence. And extra bases for Hunter Lehman, takes a long turn at second and stops there with a double.
Man, that one was just about 20 feet from maybe going over the fences. Just a well hit Hunter Lehman. We saw one earlier in the game, too, that almost could have went that distance. But that one went foul. This time, this one was a good double.
Boy, that was really high. Lost it. We're not in a great spot in terms of, like, where the sun is coming in. So I lose it instantly, and I'm trying to play off Bennetson left, and looked like he kind of got a late jump on it. And it got all the way to the fence for a one-out double. And now that pitch gets away, kicked to the left side of Paulino, and Lehman takes third without a throw.
Well, it was a great start to the inning with the 6-3 play for Johnson County. Now things are they're flipping around here on the negative side. The double from Lehman, and now he's been able to make his way to third base. And just a, even a productive in-play out here.
Could finish the game.
Finish the game.
Yeah, could finish it with the 8-run rule here. In the late innings, the potential game-winning run at third base with one out. Now a 2-0 count here on Kelzer. So Judge just settles back into the stretch, or goes into the windup, excuse me, and fires one in. It's low and inside. And advantage Kelzer at 3-0 with Drew Gibbs due up next. Runner at third is Lehman. A 12-5 Corning lead, a chance to win it. In the bottom of the sixth.
Well, Judd's going to be real careful where he locates his pitch because just being able to catch it on the right spot, putting it in a good spot, could end the game.
That is low and outside, ball four. Now you bring the double play ball into it, at least for the time being, as Kelzer walks. So first and third, still only one out. Now Gibbs a chance for the potential game-winning hit. Don't know about you, but we got the window open here and smelling some barbecue. It smells pretty good.
I am, too. I just was about to say something about that. Good old barbecue coming in right through the window makes me want to.
They got it. Some. They got it right, what they're doing here tonight in Seneca. Night one, potentially go all the way into Sunday, and a line shot into shallow left center field, and that, my friend, believe should end the ball game. We're going to keep going.
It's going to keep going. Maybe different rules for zone tournaments. So
it's now 13-5. Here's Race Fisher. Kelzer stops at second. Gibbs drives in his second tonight. Well, we'll try to get the clarification on the run rule, but right now Corning adding to the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Takes one up and in, does Fisher for ball number one. He had a 2-RBI double in his last at-bat. He's also got a couple of walks and a couple of runs scored. Tonight he's driven in three. 13-5 Corning in the home six. Trying to put the finishing touches on a round one victory. About the same location on that fastball, little up and in. Now two balls, no strikes. Kelzer at second, Gibbs at first. And this is hit well down the left field line all the way up, and that one is going to one-hop the fence. Another extra base hit, and this one drives in two. What a night for Race Fisher. And it's now 15-5. And that is his second straight 2-RBI double.
It looks like I think that's the...
That should end it.
That's going to be the one that ends it.
So they get it to 10, and we do finish an inning shy, and it will ultimately be a run rule victory. 15-5 in six innings as Corning is able to get it done here in the first matchup of the evening. So the top seed moves on. We'll talk about it after a timeout. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone, or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Well, at times it was a little bit interesting, but ultimately the top seed in Corning and post 216 advancing game number one of this American Legion Zone 3 baseball tournament in Seneca. Brandon Tabman, Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman with you. Game one in the books, game two on deck with Hiawatha and Seneca. But again, final score 15-5. It ends in six innings. You know, it was a game that looked out of hand early, 9-1. Corning jumps out and looking like they're going to maybe end it in maybe four or five innings. But credit Doniphan County. They battled. They got it to within 9-5. Seemed to kind of take the momentum away. Both teams going deep into the bullpen early. But in the end, again, Corning, the top team in this league the last couple of years for a reason. When they needed to kind of create that separation late, they did so. Big night for Race Fisher. We'll talk about him in a bit. But you know, three more runs in the final two innings apiece, able to put it away.
Yeah, no, it was a great game from Corning. And, you know, at one point, it was a great game from Doniphan County. It was, you know, 9-0, and then it became 9-1, and then 9-5. So Doniphan County was able to get that score kind of closer, and that came at Dustin Beach. He did absolutely amazing. He had 7 steals on the game. He had a 2-RBI single, and as well, he was also able to steal home plate. I mean, just a beautiful diving effort. He was just going all over the place tonight. So Dustin Beach obviously had an incredible performance from Doniphan County, but unfortunately, the team just couldn't ride together enough to get things going. They were able to battle out in just the first 4 innings. It was 9-5, but in just the last 2 innings, they were outscored 6-0.
Yep, Corning wins it, and they get win number 13 on the year. That's now a record of 13-5. Doniphan County, they drop to 14-15. Again, Doniphan County's not out of it. We've seen a team in the last year or two lose their first game in zone, rattle off 3 straight wins, get themselves in an opportunity. So Doniphan County, they're going to have to do that, as they will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night against the loser of our next game, which will be Hiawatha and Seneca. And, of course, 2 winners will face in the nightcap at 8 o'clock, putting themselves in a really good position to get one of those 2 spots at the state tournament. So we got a little bit of time here. Again, just kind of talking about this game for another minute or so. The second inning really kind of put it away. 7 runs for Corning at that time. Again, it was 9-0 before Doniphan County scored 5 unanswered in innings 3 and 4. Got to within 9-5, but 3 runs in the 5th, 3 runs in the 6th for Corning to put that game away. And Race Fisher, just a monster night from him. Pitching struggled really for both teams. I mean, both teams went into the bullpen early. A lot of walks between all six pitchers. You know, they had their fair share of strikeouts. We saw multiple hit batters, wild pitches, pass balls. We see that. That's nothing new. It's just finding consistency when you need it the most. And, you know, for Donovan County, it was just not much on their side as it was for Corning.
Yeah, I think the first substitution for Corning, Hunter Lamon, I mean, he just had three straight strikeouts and then came out, I believe it was in that third inning, and gave up a walk. And pretty much that's when they were like, oh, we're just going to take him out here. We have a 9-run lead. I feel like we're confident enough on saving his arm for the next days to come. So I think he was a substitution that came out. Okay, we have a really good lead. Let's take him out. Unfortunately for Dauphin County, they had to kind of enter their pitching changes early because, well, they were just giving up runs. And no matter, you know, who they put in, it was just kind of – it kept that, you know, giving up runs until Seth Judd. Seth Judd finally was able to turn the tide for Dauphin County, but unfortunately in the last two innings offensively – Dauphin County just couldn't rally behind their pitcher, who was able to at least, you know, do pretty all right.
Corning post 216, a 15-5 six-inning win against Dauphin County post 55 in the first game of the Zone 3 tournament tonight. Again, the player of the game, it's going to be brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We mentioned Race Fisher. It's going to be him. It's just so clutch in the last couple of innings with those two RBI doubles. So in the game, in five at-bats, officially 2-for-3, two walks, two doubles, five RBIs, and three runs scored. So, you know, we've seen him and his power. It's a little bit bigger of a field here in Seneca. So both of his doubles that we saw down the left field line, pretty identical. Some of the places we call games at, probably over the fence. Not much the case here. It's 330 down the line. It's a pretty big field here, but just clutch again, and he had a monster night.
Yeah, absolutely great night. I know I made this joke a while ago, but I know he loves the fish, and let me tell you, he was able to reel in two doubles. I had to say that, but yeah, two doubles.
You had to say it.
And then the five RBIs, so he was catching a lot of big fish tonight, and overall he was able to gut them clean and lead this team to a good victory.
I tell you what, you probably just sit there and write these out, so very nice. I appreciate you for that. So let's get you the final tallies. Again, we got another game coming up for you. It'll be Hiawatha and Seneca, guesstimating about maybe 15, 20 minutes or so from now. But again, Race Fisher, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Again, final tallies, Corning now a 13-5 record, 15 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Dauphin County, again, they dropped to 14-15. 5 runs, just 1 hit, 3 errors. They left 9 on base. Game time tonight for this one, 2 hours and 10 minutes. But game 1 is in the books, and the top seed, Corning, moving on to the winner's side of the bracket. Dauphin County will play in an elimination game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. What will the matchups be? Well, we got to figure out. Game number 2, it's coming up here in about 15 minutes. It's Hiawatha and Seneca on deck. So Kurt will take it back here for a little bit, keep you locked in and on the air, but don't go anywhere. Game 2 of our double dip is right around the corner here on KNZA.